This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! What a shock. And I was the living embodiment of this over the weekend. 5 years after marriage, what? Men tend to eat more and exercise less. Well, it was stormy. What do you expect from me? I had stuff, you know. I always have some sort of event going on. But marriage was connected to a significant effect on BMI. Is this not the same for women as well? Married men are more likely to be overweight or obese. Yeah, because we stopped trying. We've won. We caught one. Men are facing a significant risk of obesity as they age. So after marriage, it's important that they don't, quote, let themselves go by maintaining healthy eating habits and exercising. Well, of course, we all know that. The Chinese who did the study refer to this as happy fat. You damn right. What are you kidding? Yeah. We relax now. We've done it. We've hit the evolutionary lottery. The species will continue. It's all good. It's all good. Happy Monday, y'all. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
There are a lot of reasons why I believe our society is about to crash. Add this onto the list. There's a new... Okay, it's not bad enough, right? That there's a new $1,700... Balenciaga bag that's out. Of course it's $1,700. You could come up and hit me in the face with a Balenciaga bag and go, guess what you just got hit with? Balenciaga bag. And I wouldn't know. Like honestly, even if you told me, I wouldn't know it was a Balenciaga bag. But apparently there's the new ones. They're leather, and they look like a bag of chips. And they really kind of do, like a cartoony bag of chips. There's 3 varieties: salt and vinegar, cheese and onion, and spicy chili. I want to remind you, it's not a real bag of chips, but it really does look like it. Now, from what I understand, there's a number of people on TikTok that are upset that their $1,700 bag or that looks like a bag of chips. Yeah, the $1,700 bag that looks like a bag of chips does not have any actual chips. And it's like, if you're paying $1,700 for bag, you buy your own chips. You're okay.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
This This, you heard me when I talked to my buddy Hillary at the Animal Foundation. This is why I will support. I just can't go there in person. A woman in North Carolina volunteered to be a foster for her local Humane Society and take in pets temporarily. I was looking for a picture the other day from 3 or 4 years ago, from right before the pandemic. And the dog, I've told this story. They said, hey, for Nevada Reading Week, come in and read to dogs. And I was like, yeah, that'll be fun. They team you up with a kid. And then you go and you read to the dogs together. And I left the place in tears because I fell in love with this pity. And I knew I couldn't have her. But, oh, God, it was horrible. So this woman in North Carolina volunteered to be a foster at her local Humane Society and take in pets temporarily. And as soon as she steps in the place, she falls in love. She walks back out with a dog named Rookie, who now has his forever home. But, yeah, she's gonna end up taking them all. Cops in Florida rescued a missing 5-year-old girl. We hear stories like that all the time. This particular 5-year-old girl has autism. She had wandered away from her home. They spotted her from the air walking around in a swamp. There's body cam footage. They were amazing with her. They were super excited to see her, as you can imagine. And she was very sweetly happy to see them. And all's well that ends well. And thank God. Finally, so, okay, I don't like those guys going around our neighborhood either, knocking on our door, you know, trying to sell. I assume that it's the same thing, that the guys that walk around and try and sell you solar and stuff like that, just door to door is a dangerous game these days. A guy in Texas was doing that. An unnamed salesman and father was going door to door. A resident allegedly shouted horrible things at him and then shot at him. Luckily, the dude was holding a tablet at the time, which intercepted the bullet. The cops, and I haven't seen a follow-up. This obviously was a few weeks ago. But they were talking about charging the guy with a hate crime. But, man, yeah, and I get it. Look, I don't want anybody coming up to my door either, but I'm not going ready, fire, aim on him. And thank God the guy had his tablet and it saved his life. It's crazy. And those are your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
We had the crazy weather like we did over the weekend, where like there was snow up in Mount Charleston to go along with the wind and everything, but there's too much snow and you can't go up to Mount Charleston and do anything about it. Like, you can't go hang any of that. I know there were a lot of people that had heard that they were going to get dumped on up in Tahoe. And so they were gonna go up and do that, and all the ski areas were closed up there.
Ooh,
right?
That sucks.
So you get all the way up there, and then it's like, nope, sorry. Now you're just stuck in Reno with nothing to do. That's yikes. And then, like, okay, so it's beautiful all week long, right? We're grinding away. We're working hard. We're coming up to a good weekend in Vegas.
Nope.
It was going to be like First Friday and NASCAR and all the cool stuff. And then, you know, then the wind hits on Friday. It was all the way through the weekend. Did you end up with any stuff? No, that's right, because you live in an apartment, right?
I lived in an apartment complex, yeah, so our porch.
You lost some stuff off your deck.
Yeah, and trash cans were all throughout, like, Rainbow and Washington. I'm around that area.
I was glad we had some trees taken out not too long ago. And I'm thinking,
yeah,
somebody, I don't know, whatever higher power you believe in, that's who was looking out for you, boy. Because I'm telling you, I think we might have been in trouble this weekend. But yeah, it's just crazy. This stuff, honest to God, I still want to know who the people are that didn't tie down their trampolines. Who are these people? And you see the video. You see the video where it flies down the, you know, it's a block away. The stupid trampolines down there. Who doesn't tie that down? Who doesn't take it apart or do something with it? I don't know. Who doesn't do that? Irresponsible people.
Maybe they wanted the attention. Maybe. to go viral on social media, because it always happens every time. It always happens. Vegas locally will post it on Twitter with someone's trampoline like sideways in the middle of the road. I guess. Doesn't seem worth it at all.
It's hard for me to wrap my head around the idea of, yeah, I'm going to go viral. You know what I mean? Because I'm stupid. But I get it. I get that's why most people do go viral. It's because they're stupid.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I don't know. No, but here's my thing with that now. And now I'm looking outside. It's gorgeous. It's perfect. It's like, damn it. It's Monday, man. What?
We got to be at work. We can't go out there and enjoy this.
This sucks. It's ridiculous. And who's going to clean up this mess?
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I shared something from a buddy of mine that was, he's in recovery. So the other day he posted something that he had stolen. And so, you know, hey, if you steal from me, more than likely you've stolen twice. I'm just saying. No, but it was cool, and the long and the short of it is basically if you're looking for something, it's really in your perspective. Whatever you're looking for, that's probably what you're going to find. If you're looking for the bad, you'll find the bad. If you're looking for the good, if you're looking for the glimmer, you're going to find the glimmer, you know? And this is a weird way to get to this point that I'm about to make.
Okay, let's do it.
But no, all the time, there's always stuff like coffee, okay? Coffee. 1 minute, nah, it's good for you. You should have coffee. Not too much, but you should have coffee. You know, or whatever, they'll tell you, you should have a drink. And then give it 6 months, and then they'll tell you, no, that stuff will kill you. What are you doing? They say now, some sleep expert, see, then when they get involved, then it's a problem. Sleep expert says drinking coffee the minute that you wake up is really bad for you, and it really might be killing you. Apparently your cortisol level is at its peak. That's your primary stress hormone, which enhances alertness and focus. And I'm reading this, and I'm like, oh boy, because I do. I look forward to it. I get up. There are a lot of days where I go, you know what? Let's get up now so we can go get some coffee. I'm ready for it. Your cortisol level is at its peak. That's your primary stress hormone that enhances your alertness and your focus. That's good. Also regulates your metabolism and your immune system response and all that kind of stuff. If you drink coffee right then, it's possible that you may throw it all out of whack. Because apparently this cortisol, this cortisol is like your sleep rhythm, right?
Okay.
And it ebbs and flows. This makes sense. This is why you're a bee. This is why sometimes, well, at least you have that to blame it on now. You know what I mean? You can blame it on, you go, sorry, my rhythms are out of whack. Must be my cortisol rhythm. I'm using that. Don't get mad at me. It's my cortisol rhythm. But that explains why your energy is generally, you know, peaks after you kind of get it going. And then by the time you get to nighttime, then you're ready to go to sleep because then it's whatever. They say the best time to drink coffee is mid to late morning when your cortisol levels have begun declining and you first start feeling like you're slumping. So if you wake up, if you just woke up, you're supposed to wait until 10 a.m. or noon.
Nah.
To get, why?
Nope.
What's the point then?
Nope.
What's the point? That's crazy. They said, now this is me, even waiting 45 minutes after you get up is better than having it first thing. And that's me, because I'll shower, I'll brush my teeth and do all that kind of stuff. And that takes about 30, 45. So yeah, so that's what you're probably, it's probably not as bad as they want to make it sound. Now that said, another doctor went, she don't know what she's talking about.
And that doctor's right.
I just did that whole 3.5 minutes just to get to that line. the other doctor is pretty much like, well, it's really just personal preference. So whatever you think is probably right. And my guess is
those two are exchanging some nasty emails and maybe even, you know, like that kind of, you know, when people get snarky on social media and they're not talking about each other, but you know they're talking about each other, that's happening.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
That's a funny thing, Adrian. I want to ask you about this. Do you think you were born in the wrong decade?
No, I think I'm almost good. 93, I'm fine with it. I like it.
A new poll found that 1 in 5 Americans don't think they fit in with their own generation. So 20% of us, one in five, think that we have little or nothing in common with people our own age, and we fit in better with different people. But I was looking over this, and yeah, Gen Z, Gen Z, 17% of people under 30. You ready for this? Think they fit in best with people over 60. What? I suppose. I was thinking, the most recent Gen Z that I hung out with was former producer Maddie. And I get that. She feels that way. I just talked to her the other day. She's doing good. Yeah, that's interesting to me, because she was grandma like, but then she didn't want to necessarily go out. She knew she was supposed to. You know, I'm young. I'm supposed to go have fun, but I'd rather hang out at home. You know, we hear that a lot about Gen Z a lot. You're a millennial, right?
Because yes.
You said 93. 17% said one of the three older generations fit them best. I think what this is I think when you're younger, you think you would fit in better older, because as it goes along, you know, like millennials think that the older generations fit them best. Another 21% feel that they're like Gen X. Okay, gotcha. Then Gen X is pretty comfortable with where they are. That's me. And I'm like, yeah. Okay, before I thought, well, I probably belonged older. Oh, but now that I'm a little older, now probably where I ought to be. And then, yeah, and baby boomers are like, no, get off me. This is who I am. So it's weird. So when the moral to the story is, when you're younger, you think you belong with older, and then as you get older, you go, well, this is what it is.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
That said, 1%, oh, yuck, 1% of people over 65 think they're running with the wrong crowd and would fit in much better with Gen Z. And to that guy, and you know, everybody knows, and this is a uniquely Vegas thing to say, okay? Everybody knows that dude is getting his Speedo ready, and he can't wait for day club season to open. And we all know that wrinkly, leathery, gold lamé Speedo wearing dude that I'm talking about.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
What up, Trisha?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. Sorry, did I say my little, are we not matching energy right now? Am I a little too fired up for you?
Okay, it's Monday morning.
I know. I get it. No, I'm sorry. I know you're not ready for all this. Okay, I got you. I was actually trying to look up this thing too. Shakira's got a new album coming out in like 2 weeks. There's so much stuff blowing around this weekend that my voice is just hashed. Shakira's got a new album coming out, I want to say like on the 22nd. And I was in mostly, Trisha, because Shakira is just lava level hot. She is. And I was like, oh, I'm interested. And then I'm reading this thing and she's like, this album, it's like my ethereal journey through the blah, blah, blah. And I went, oh, God. Yuck. No interest now. I'm totally over it. Because she was getting all day through my deep spiritual journey. And I was like, whatever. Are you ready for your 177-second survey?
Sure.
Okay. What was the, and be specific now, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
The best part of my weekend? Oh, I would say talking to my boyfriend.
Oh, really? Really? Where does your boyfriend live?
Nigeria, actually.
Shut up. Is he a prince?
No, actually, he helped me with a scam, actually. A lot of people don't believe that, but it's true.
How skeptical is everybody? This is great. I love this. How skeptical is everybody when you tell them that your boyfriend is in Nigeria?
Oh, everybody. Cousins, family, my nephew's family lives with me because she's becoming a nurse. I have a grandnephew. He's going to be 7, and his mother lives with me, and she's studying to be a nurse. I moved in from Arkansas, and so even they're a little skeptical, but they accept it. They've talked to him, my work, you know. So I keep it private. So we're kind of we're letting a year pass before we. Actually meet for the first time, and we're taking it slow. He's awesome, though. He wants to get education, and he's really nice. Nigerians sometimes get a bad rap, and but there's scammers all over the world. But the Nigerians are the best of the best. They are really scamming, and I actually helped save a lady $16,000 one time.
Because you're dating a prince. I'm just teasing. That's fantastic. You've never met.
No, we've never met.
How did you meet?
He actually had contacted me. There was a person that was a scammer, and we actually talked for about an hour. And he talked me out of interfacing with these people because I'm a software engineer and I'd wanted to write a piece of software for Facebook because a lot of these social media companies, if you learn data science, you can learn their API, and through data science, you learn the techniques to do that. And I was going to write my own software, but I have a federal clearance. So, I had to tell work about it, and I interfaced with this lady. I had 2 golden retrievers at the time, and I stuck them in my car, and I actually drove from Las Vegas to Sonora, California to help her, and I saved her $16,000. I scammed the scammer, actually.
But that's that's amazing. This is the greatest story of all time. I threw my golden retrievers in the car and saved the lady from the scammer. And that's exactly how I would pull the scam is I would save somebody from a scam and then go, look, I'm the superhero now. I'm the one you can trust. This is great, but But if you're happy, who cares?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is, I'm being careful, and I'm sure that my work has vetted them as well. And, I'll do another background check. And, if we do end up getting married someday, then, they'll have to go through all that.
How many people go to you and go, hey, so do you watch 90 Day Fiancé? Do you watch that show?
Yeah, I didn't even know about it, to be honest with you, because I don't watch that much TV. But, I started watching it. I'm hooked, actually. It's crazy.
It'll raise your antenna just a little, won't it, now?
Oh, yeah. There's always any relationship.
I can't wait to see you on Sunday at the Oscar party. I'll be the tall, bald guy in the tux. Yeah, it'll be awesome.
Awesome.
You are the greatest. Oh, that's fun. All right, hang on 1 second. Top that. That's she's fantastic. Look at all these questions. I worked so hard on a Monday and didn't even need them. Thank God. That's fantastic. Let me just say fantastic again because I have nothing else to say to that. All right, cool. Relationship rehab coming up, which... Did we not already do? Did we not already do relationship rehab for today?
I think so.
I don't know. I think we should take the rest of the day off. Now, his house has too much history. I have lived a version of this. I understand this. A lot of times I go, there's a way to fix this. He's digging in his heels a little bit. I think a little too much, perhaps. And she's allowing it. Yet she still has a problem. So you see, these things get tangled every once in a while.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good. So we all survived the wind apocalypse, whatever it was. It's weird to me. It's absolutely weird to me that we could go through all next week or all last week. And it was great. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Great. Fantastic. Beautiful. 72 degrees. Like,
heavenly.
This is why we live here. This is good. Suck it, Reno. Enjoy your snow. You know what I mean? It was like, this is great. suck it, Pittsburgh. You know what? This is fantastic. Then the weekend gets here. Now we're back Monday morning. Like, what? I don't get it. I don't understand how that happens. What did we do? We didn't do anything. We're good people. It's like it never happened, except for all the junk that's everywhere. Who's going to clean that up? That's the other thing. I look and I go, man, that's awful. We should hire somebody. I don't know who that's going to be, but it's, all right. With all the stuff that got blown around. Relationship rehab. We talked about this on Friday. This would be where we were going to be at today. I'm engaged to a wonderful man later this year. Oh, I'm engaged to marry a wonderful man later this year. My dilemma is this. I am not comfortable in his home, which I will have to move into later this year. He's divorced. The home that he owns is one that he has shared with his ex-wife and other past relationships. Now, I know what you're all saying right now. You're going, I know where this is going. I know what this is. Why can't they just move? Get another. Have you seen mortgage rates like right now? Have you seen housing prices are like right now? However, he's divorced. The home he owns is one that he shared with his ex-wife and other past relationships. We've agreed to do an addition. There'll be a new master suite on the home, which will require a sizable loan that I'm willing to co-sign on. But I worry that even having a space that will be just ours, that I will still never feel like it is completely my home. How can I stop feeling like this house is just a revolving door of my soon-to-be husband's ex-lovers? Yikes. Selling the house will not work. It's part of a piece of property where his business is located. Oh, so it's even worse. You can't just sell it. It's part of a piece of property where his business is located. So I'm thinking that's even separate something. I wish we had more context. That would be fun. Again, as usual, we've made it too easy. I've realized that we've made it too easy. Can you just read the email? Yeah. All right. We'd prefer to have you come on. Yeah, sure, I'll do that. And then I get the email, the night before. Oh, sorry, can't make it.
Okay.
702-364-9898. This is tough. Is there another answer? Here's my question. Is there another answer besides you just got to suck this one up? I get it. When my wife and I got together, we first lived together in the house that I had shared with my ex-wife. Then when we did sell that, we moved into her house that she had. We were renting it out for a while. And then when the renter left, she was like, oh no, what am I going to do? And I was like, why don't we just sell this one and get out? And then, move into consolidate, make a smarter move. And I get it. I won't say that I'm not jealous because I am. I won't say that I'm not petty because I am. So I get where that's hanging over you. I get where that's just something that's always in the back of your mind. Of the other person. But in this case, is there another answer besides You just got to suck it up. Housing prices are ridiculous. Mortgage prices are ridiculous. And selling this house doesn't work because part of a piece of property where his business is located. I'm not really sure what that means, but it sounds important. You know?
Yeah.
Right? It sounds like, okay. But is it like a house behind the gas station? You know?
Yeah.
There's also part of this that doesn't sound great. But.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I like it when we're able to call in help from people smarter than I am, which doesn't take much. But yeah, in this case, I'm stumped on this one, Angelina. I really am. I'm stumped. Let me just reset for everybody. She's engaged. They're going to get married later on this year. She loves him. She called him wonderful. She doesn't like being in the house. They're moving into his place. He's divorced. You know, he's run a couple through there, including his ex-wife. And, you know, so they're gonna do some additions and whatnot, some remodeling, but she's still got an issue. Here was her question. And let me ask you this, Angelina, is there a way to do this? How can I stop feeling like this house is not just a revolving door of my soon-to-be husband's ex-lovers?
Yes. There's a lot of ways that she can make herself feel that way, feel better.
Oh.
Because a house is just a house, but a house isn't a home until you make it a home.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, I hear you. No, I hear you. I believe that.
She can... I mean, if she's really wants to, she can remodel or get new furniture or repaint. There's a lot of things that she can do to make it hers.
Call a priest, call a shaman, do that smudge thing, you know, that they come in, get all the evil spirits out.
Yeah. Or, I guess throw a party and, you know, a housewarming party or something, or just make it yours. Get new furniture, paint. There's so many things that you can do to put your own taste into the four walls that are existing.
That's all really, really good. And then at some point, yeah, because then at some point it's on you. You know what I mean? And you do have to suck it up at some point.
Yeah.
You do.
Well, and she should be happy with what she has and not what she doesn't have. I think she's looking at it kind of, I mean, I get where she's coming from, but there's just a lot of things that she could do to make the situation better and put her own personal spin on things.
You're an incredibly good person. I love that. You really are.
Thank you.
I could just tell you're a good person. Have an amazing day. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was really great. Yeah, Kelsey, you got anything else to add on to that?
Hi. Yeah, I actually do, and I speak from a place of experience because I was in the same situation that I moved into my boyfriend's house, and he had two children, and his ex lived with them. So it was definitely tough. I empathize for her because all of their memories, all of their photo albums were in drawers, and it was constantly like finding things that were not mine. So it was really tough. But if she gives it time, and like the previous caller says, she makes it a home, bring in your own touches, your own decorations, rearrange the furniture. I honestly think that even renovating and doing an addition, that's a bit extreme. But
they're going to do it, though. They're going to remodel the master suite. They're doing an addition of a new master suite. So here's the thing. She's not going to be sleeping in there. Oh, you're dropping kids off, huh?
I am. She's gone.
Oh, good. Now it's just us. They're building a new master suite, so she doesn't have to sleep in the same room, you know?
Yeah, or the same bed, hopefully.
Right. No, I get all of that. I definitely get all. What do you think about this? How about just burning it down and rebuild with the insurance money? How about that?
Oh, no. The market's too crazy, like you said.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just going to take time. It took me about 7 months of living in there and putting my own touches to actually feel like it's my home. And now when I get home at the end of the day, that's exactly what it is for me.
Yeah. Did I pick up on a Canadian accent there?
New Hampshire, but everyone says that.
It's close. You could throw a rock and hit it from there.
Exactly.
Right on. You're the best. Have a great day. Enjoy your morning.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I don't know if I'm blaming it on it being Monday or what the deal is, but I'm pretty sure that we're heading down the path to destruction in this country. I really do believe, you know, they do say that most empires, as it were, only last, you know, between, you know, it's like around 250, 275 years. Where are we at? where are we at right now? What's 2024 minus 1776? We're somewhere in the neighborhood. So, and here's why I think the latest sign of the impending apocalypse. If you couldn't get your hands on a Stanley Cup, but you still really want a selfie with one. So, you know, for the clout, for the gram, for the, you know, whatever, for the snap, everything. Some Stanley owners are charging for the opportunity to hold their cup and take a picture. And here's the other thing that I generally say, well, if they're doing it and they're, you know what I mean? And they've been doing it for a minute, obviously somebody's doing this. Huh? Yeah, online, somebody's offering the service where you can pose with their Stanley Cup, not the Stanley Cup. I'd pay $10 for a picture with the Stanley Cup. You know what I mean? The hockey one. They're talking about Stanley Cups. Another one's asking for $20 if you want to pose with the pink one, which is special. $10 if you just want to, you know, pose with the regular white one. If you don't want a selfie, you can also just shell out cash for a picture of a Stanley that you can then pass off as your own. Now there was one person that's selling them for $150. Ain't nobody getting, nobody's giving. You're not. No, you're not. Are you? No.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
How about this dude? 21-year-old Connor Litka. Apparently went into a Porsche dealership. Do you say Porsche or Porsche? That's almost like data and data. And I'm sure there's more. But yeah, I say Porsche. I don't watch F1. What do they say? Anyway, the guy tried to buy a Porsche from a dealership in Kentucky. He said, no, I've got it. I've got the money right here. And handed them a check for $78 million. And then what? You just give me the change? Can I get cash back on this? What is that?
They said, no, we're not going to sell you the Porsche with your $78 million check. So dude apparently started walking around the dealership looking for the keys. One worker finally called the police and they arrested this guy when he refused to leave. Hopefully he's getting the help that he needs. He also may have tried to purchase a Land Rover with a $12 million check. And my guess is when the $12 million check didn't work with the Land Rover, he said, well, I got to go bigger. You know, obviously this is, yeah, it's just weird. You know, people do weird stuff. He's charged with criminal trespassing and disorderly conduct. And my guess is they probably let him out 15 minutes later. But that's a different commentary for a different story.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, this is good news today. It may not seem like it at first, but in my world, this qualifies as good news, because you know how I would say, guys, it bugs me that all of the really bad stuff in the world is primarily done by guys. You know what I mean? The serial killing and the you know, the raping and the murdering and the war and the, you know, stuff like that. It's usually guys. And guys are, you know, psychopaths in particular, are generally depicted as men in media. New research is that, well, wait, no, this is not good news. New research suggesting there may be more female psychopaths than we previously believed. Current estimates say it's about 6 to 1 male to female. I would have said it's like 1,000 to 1, but whatever. Now they believe that it's a lot of that is due to gender bias. And that we tend to go, oh no, that's isolated when it's women. Okay. The one doctor says female psychopaths tend to use words rather than violence to achieve their aims, differing from how male psychopaths tend to operate. Wait a minute. I'm still okay under the definition of psychopath, whatever, but it's still the guys that are doing the dumb stuff. Sticks and stones, man. I mean, I know words have weight and all that other kind of stuff, but trust me, I'll take the psychopath who uses her words versus, you know, the other kind.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's be done. It's the more you know before we go. Congaree National Park in South Carolina has one of the largest concentrations of champion trees in the world. Those are the tallest known examples of a species. Congaree has 15 champion trees. Oh, 15 different types of trees that are all the tallest? Okay, I may have to research a little further on that. People in the Southern Hemisphere, come on. You know the toilet flushes the other way, right? Doesn't it? People in the... I've always heard that. It's funny, you know how we had rugby over the weekend? I was on with a... because the Brisbane Broncos played here. And last week, I was on with a radio station in Brisbane asking what I knew about rugby, which pretty much was nothing. And, you know, so I asked questions back, like, why was Russell Crowe doing the commercials? What's he got on this? Does he own something? Yeah, he owns a team. Anyway, I could have done the tried and true. Does the toilet really flush the other way? People in the Southern Hemisphere see the moon upside down, compared to people in the Northern Hemisphere. And that just sounds like that's a bad joke, but it's not. It's real. There are no muscles in your fingers. So that finger meat that you got between, are we all looking at our fingers right now and pressing on the finger meat? That's not muscle. The muscles in your palm and forearm do all the work for your fingers. You have no muscles in your fingers. All right. Until the 1850s, more than 40% of people born worldwide would die before they turned 5. It's now 4 out of 10 didn't make it until the Civil War almost. It's now down to 4%. It's definitely still too high, but it's a big improvement. So, wow. And then how about this? Amaze your friends with this knowledge today. An aptronym is a person's name that's perfectly suited for them. Their name is suited for them. Like the fastest runner in the world is who? Usain Bolt. Bolt makes sense because he's the fastest runner in the world. Who invented the toilet? Thomas Crapper. Their name is perfectly suited. An aptronym. Right on. All right, that's enough. We're out of here. Go crush this Monday. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for being here. Adrian, take us home.
Be easy, everybody.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.